my heart, as my baby could sleep on my chest, because my heart was beating so hard. But it's a real privilege to be here. I love every one of you so much, and I really do desire to be a part here of this church, not just an observer. I want to be a part. And I want all of you to feel free to exhort, admonish, rebuke, reprove, all those things to encourage me, because God is so worthy of my best. If you see me giving him anything less, let me know. I really want to give him all that I have. I love to tell what Jesus has done for me. I'm not scared about that part. It's his story. But our stories are kind of intertwined, of course, my husband and mine. But I was the youngest of three children and the only girl, so I was very close to my mother. We had a wonderful relationship and still do. And so I remember very clearly when I was about 8 years old, my mother got born again. And it was a real thing. Because I remember a lot of putting off and putting on that she did. She had one thing I can remember is she had a terrible temper and a very ugly mouth, and no more. She, you know, did not curse and swear or anything anymore, and got a hold of that temper and started reading her Bible and going to church. Well, my dad was an alcoholic, and so he didn't attend church, and it was, you know, my brothers were quite a bit older than me, and so it was a little late in our family. But my mom, the man that witnessed to my mom, he went to the Assembly of God church, so we started going to that church, and we were very blessed, you know, I was very blessed to grow up in that church. I learned lots of scriptures, and my mom was so hungry for the things of God. We went to revival meetings, church services, you know, home meetings, you know, just the whole nine yards. I went to Bible camp every summer, and I had the scriptures in my life, and I knew my mom taught me one thing, that the Word of God is true, and don't ever question. And I even remember years and years later after we were saved, and I started wearing the covering, and we left my mom the church where she had always gone, and we left that church, Jeff and our family. And she was helping me make a covering because I didn't know how, you know. And I was wearing a pillowcase on my head, and so my mom says she's going to help me sew a nice one. And she was crying because she knew it was a great separation between us. But she said, I want you to know, she picked up her Bible and said, if it's in this book, you're going to be judged by it, not by what I think or anybody else, but what God says in this book. And I don't see it here like you do, but if you see it, you better do it, and you'll have my blessing. And she's always blessed us and supported us in whatever we wanted to do, and so I'm very thankful for that. But anyway, being, you know, just a small girl, I loved Jesus. I wanted him in my heart. I would have called myself a Christian, but I just didn't know of any real sins that I had done. I'm sure I had, but I didn't know of anything I thought, you know, wicked people, they were alcoholics, or they smoked, or they got divorced, or whatever, and I knew I had not done those things, and so I just thought I was a Christian. But when I was about 10 and a half or 11 years old, revival, it was going on in our church, and the last night the man did a chalk art, and it was a very beautiful story he told, and he told how he had gotten saved when he was just a little boy, and he said, people have tried to question me over the years, are you sure you got saved? And he said, well, you have to be a sinner to have a Savior. And he said, I was a sinner. And he started saying the things he had done. And, well, they weren't that bad. They were things I had done. And, you know, just whatever, deceit or, you know, not a right attitude toward his parents. And he said this conviction came on him. And so as I sat there, I started getting pretty convicted myself. And so then, you know, I went down and gave my heart to the Lord Jesus and asked him to forgive me. And I just, you know, I was so happy. I wanted to witness to my friends and go. I spend my money on Tic Tacs I wanted to give out. And so I wanted to serve Jesus at youth camp one year. I went up to just consecrate my life to a service for God, and it was a real thing for me. I was baptized, but after 3 or 4 years, you know, I got older, and it was hard for my mom with my dad not serving God, and we were so engrossed in a secular society, a secular church. It was just, there was no clear distinction. It was only the big issues that we were different on, and so I became a cheerleader, and that was just the beginning of a very worldly life for me. And after a couple years, my life, you know, I just totally turned my back on those things, and I always knew. My mom would always remind me, but I always knew in my heart, God's word is true. I'm going to go to hell if I live like this. But you think you can handle your sin, and you think it's up to you, or I did. I thought, it's up to me. This is what I'll do. I was a very methodical person. This is what I'll do. I'll do this. I'll do this. Then I'll get saved, and I'll serve God, and I know that's the only way, and then I'll go to heaven in the end. And then I'm just like, Jeff, it's just a miracle that God spared my life. My life could have been, of course, you can be living holy and your life can be snatched from you, but all the wickedness that I lived in, and God just spared my life. And he was just so kind to me. And so I was in my heart, you know, I was just like the world. I was totally given over to my sin. It was only up here, and that's not enough. And I knew this is God's word, and this is what I'm going to have to do someday. But in my heart, I loved my sin. I embraced it. I ran after it. I was the chiefest of sinners, and it's such a disgrace, like you said, to even mention it. But anyway, I met my husband in a bar while I was in college, and, you know, right away I told him, I'm not going to get married. I'm not interested in that. I'm going to have a career, and I would, you know, never, I just would never have children. It would never fit into my life. You know, that things have to be just so, and I would be a terrible mother, and I'm not interested in that. And so we had a very wicked relationship, and I don't know how, but after a year or so, I guess both of us having decent parents, we just decided, you know, we were living so blatantly in our sin that we should do the decent thing and get married. And so we got married, and I told my children, I cried on my wedding day because I knew this is your only chance. My mom was a very, you know, very much a strong advocate that there is no divorce and there's no remarriage in God's eyes. And so I was just walking down the aisle with my dad, and I was just crying, thinking, what am I doing? Do I want to be decent this bad? What am I doing? This man will never get saved. What is this going to do to my plans? What is going to happen now? But it was out of control. I didn't have control anymore. And so after we were married, it was just a matter of hours, and we were just, I don't know what we thought getting married would do. We continued fussing and fighting like we always had, and pretty soon, you know, we're throwing things and breaking things and screaming and just, I mean, I remember one day we looked at each other, and I don't know who said it first, but it was, I hate you. I hate the day I met you. I hate you. What have I done with my life? And then the other one, of course, returned, well, you think you hate me, you know, it's getting worse. And so this is only 6 months into marriage. And so I remember we sat in a restaurant, here's our piece of paper, we're deciding we're going to get a divorce, and this is what we're going to do, if we're going to sell our house, we're going to do this. And one thing, we looked at each other, like, oh dear, Jeff's dad is a very authoritative man. And we were just like, oh, what would we say to your dad? We were both scared of him. And then I didn't want to hurt my mom. It was my mom and his dad. What will they say? What, you know, that kind of put a fear in us, like, oh, wow, you know. But I thought, well, you know, I can divorce. I'll just never remarry. I'll go back and get on track with my career, you know. I'll just do all these things, make up for these 6 months of lost time and go forward. So here we were in our hearts totally divorced. And my mom invited us to a drama they were having at her church. And it was, you know, moving. It was good. It was a good service. My heart was, you know, my heart was cold, but in my mind I was thinking, what have I done? Look at him over there. You know, he didn't even know what this is about. He's such a heathen. I mean, he didn't even know what the little numbers in the Bible were. He said, when we got saved, he's like, what are these numbers, all these little numbers? I'm like, it's the verses, you know. But anyway, I was just like, oh, what have I done? You know, he's just sitting there. I didn't know God was doing a work in his heart. And on the way home that night, we drove about 45 minutes home. He said to me, do you think all that's real? And I said, oh, what? He said, all those people just crying and those men boo-hoo and they got their hands up. You know, he said, do you think that's real? And it kind of offended me, but it struck a chord in me, like, you know, he would blaspheme. I was living a blasphemous life, but I would never do it with my mouth. And I was like, well, of course that's real. And then it hit me and I just started to cry. I said, it's real. I know it's real. I used to have that. I used to be like that. You know, he was like, you? He couldn't believe it. Like, how come you never told me, you know, any of this? And so I was actually the chiefest of the sinners there. But so we got home, we talked about it some more, and in our bed that night, he said, well, if it's real, I want it. I said, you do? He said, yes, I do. I want something real like that in my life. I want to know God if that's real. And I said, you do? Oh, that's easy, you know. And he said, what do I have to do? And, you know, all these scriptures, I'm just like, well, Romans says this. And so I just told him, you know, we just talked about the scriptures, and just there in bed, it's just like the little, you know, four spiritual laws tract that you wouldn't want to get out now, but it just four, you know, steps, acknowledge, believe, confess, you know. And so we did that, and in my heart I was saying, God, if this man will serve you, I will serve this man and you all of my life. It was too good to be true. I just couldn't believe it. And so right then, we just consecrated our lives to the Lord, and I repented, and God has given us 20 years now of serving each other and serving him together. And the kindest thing is God has given me 11 children that I said I did not want. And God has blessed me. He is so worthy. He can do above and beyond. And I believe it's the prayers of my mother that God answered. And he had mercy on us. He saved me. And so I encourage you, mamas, to keep praying. And God bless you.
God bless you for listening to the preaching of His Word. You may leave us a message by pressing 99. To hear information about our Saturday morning Bible study, press 88. To find out how to listen to a church service at Ephrata Christian Fellowship, press 77. To hear the menu for this topic again, please stay on the line. To listen to any other message in this topic, press the appropriate extension number now.